This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Today on the show, we're going to be talking to Sean Bealott. He's the Republican opponent to Congressman Barney Frank, and he's giving Frank a real run for his money in this race. So Sean Bealott will be here and here to take your questions at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. But first, this morning, the four candidates for governor squared off in a WBUR debate at the Boston Chamber of Commerce breakfast. Moderator Bob Oakes compared independent Tim Cahill's candidacy to a snow cone at Revere Beach in the summer.
I don't know any relation to snow cones, but this candidate's not melting before November 2nd. He's in this fight to win all the way and to give people a choice that they don't have in other states between the two-party system.
At the forefront of a hearing in Norfolk Superior Court this afternoon was the controversy over charges filed by Cahill, alleging that his former aides conspired with the Baker campaign to sabotage his candidacy. Hours before that hearing, Cahill's lawyers tried to compel the campaign manager for Republican candidate Charlie Baker to testify about what information he might have gained from former Cahill operatives. The Cahill lawsuit and countercharges have been a distraction from the discussion of the issues in the governor's race. But at today's debate, moderator Bob Oakes took some time for a lightning round of questions about the important issues facing the next occupant of the corner office. Each candidate had only 10 seconds to answer.
Cape Wind. Is the Nantucket Sound wind farm project proving to be too expensive? Some estimates say its power is going to come in at 50% more than land-based wind farms and hydropower. If that's not the breaking point cost-wise, what is? Governor Patrick.
I think Cape Wind is right. I think Cape Wind, the cost of Cape Wind has to be taken into account in the context of the blend of all of our energy generation sources. It is one solution, and it needs to be thought about as a long-term play, and I think it's right for us.
Tim Cahill.
Yes, Cape Wind is too expensive, and it's going to cost businesses, small businesses all across the state to make up that cost, and that's going to be a job killer for Massachusetts, not a way to increase jobs.
Charlie Baker.
We have the fourth highest electricity costs in the country. It's one of the many burdens businesses face in Massachusetts when they try to grow and expand here. Cape Wind is the wrong project in the wrong place for the wrong price. Hydro-Quebec, clean, renewable, alternative, sustainable, and cheap. That's where we should be going. Five times the capacity of Cape Wind.
Jill Stein.
Municipal utilities are providing wind energy at about one-third the cost that Cape Wind is charging. So I think we need to look at the contract, see if the costs can be brought down, because wind energy is critical and is an important part of our energy future.
Should a new nuclear plant be part of any plan to address the high cost of energy in Massachusetts? Charlie Baker.
There are several sites in Massachusetts where we already have nuclear power, and I think the president's decision to make nuclear part of the solution going forward was a good one, and I think we should work with them and with the other six New England states, by the way, who all participate in the same grid, to find a way to increase our nuclear capacity in one of our existing footprints.
Jill Stein.
Nuclear is extremely expensive and survives only because there are enormous taxpayer subsidies for it. So nuclear is simply not affordable, and the taxpayer subsidies need to be removed.
Governor Patrick.
Not until we get the disposal issues worked out, and as a practical matter, a new facility would never get sited in Massachusetts, and all of us here know that.
Tim Cahill.
I agree, but we do have to protect the one in Plymouth that is looking to be recited and reauthorized, and we have to do that sooner rather than later. They're 4 years into a process that was supposed to take 18 months. So you're talking about cutting red tape and keeping cheap energy alive here in Massachusetts. We need to make sure that that plant stays open.
Commuter rail. Lots of clamoring for expanded commuter rail service to some communities, including the city of Worcester, for example, new service to others. What's the first project you would do after being inaugurated? Tim Cahill.
I wouldn't do any project right now. I don't know if we can afford what we have. Probably extending the Green Line to Medford and Somerville because it's already in the works, but I would not expand commuter rail growth at this point until we can figure out how to pay for it.
Charlie Baker.
Agree with Tim. $100 million operating deficit, $8.5 billion capital backlog, barely making the investments that are required to maintain the existing track and infrastructure. We have huge issues on our public transit system, and the biggest thing we need to do is get really aggressive about dealing with operating costs and reducing them.
Jill Stein.
I think we do need to invest in public transportation. If we could find $20 billion to build 6 miles of highway in Boston, we owe it to the rest of the Commonwealth to invest some money in enabling them to have decent public transportation.
Governor Patrick.
biggest challenge facing our public transportation system is Charlie's Big Dig financing plan. I think the extension of commuter rail to Worcester is right, and to the South Coast is right, and it's important for economic development, for housing, and for quality of life.
Charlie, I'm going to let you respond to that.
26-year project. The only person who was really involved in it from stem to stern was Jim Aloisi, who served as Governor Patrick's transportation secretary. I was there for 4 years. The financing plan I put in place is virtually identical to the one that the governor put in place to deal with his bridge reconstruction program. And the state of Massachusetts spent $13 billion on its statewide road and bridge programs, not counting the artery, over the course of the past 10 years. Not exactly chump change.
All right. Casinos.
Can I correct that?
Sure.
First of all, the Big Dig financing plan is the reason why there is excessive debt at the MBTA and the Turnpike Authority. There's one signature on that plan, Charlie, and it's yours. The way we finance.
That's not true.
All right, we don't want to get too much in a back and forth here. Tim Cahill wanted to weigh in.
They both done it wrong. If you take what we did, thank you. If you take what we did with schools, we paid down $7 billion worth of debt over the last 7 years by taking money that, from the taxpayers into a fund and paid down that. That's the way you're supposed to do it. You're not supposed to use debt into the future, because the only ones that make a benefit there are the bankers. No
All
offense
right.
to my banker friends here.
The debate covered many other topics, including casinos, health care, state employee pensions, and more. Tune in to WBUR tonight at 7 p.m. to hear the whole debate, or go to our website, wbur.org.